you can isolate it, and it works very much like carbon fiber. So take that from a tree, form it into fibers, and then those fibers can strengthen things such as airplanes, buildings, cars. The advantage with this, though, is it's not just it's bio-derived, comes from a renewable resource, but also that it is transparent, so it can be used in consumer electronics as well as food packaging. Not bad for something that basically comes from the backyard. Another one from the biosource is synthetic spider silk. Now, it's very hard to actually create spider silk naturally. You can basically get it from spiders, but in large numbers they tend to kill each other, tend to eat each other, so basically you've got a problem with creating it in the same way you do regular silk. So what you can do is you can then take the DNA from the spider and put it into various different things. You can put it into bacteria, you can put it into yeast, you can put it into milk. And what you can do then is the milk or the bacteria produce in much larger volumes, and then from that spin a yarn and then create a fabric or a rope. Again, bio-derived, has incredible strength, about the same as Kevlar. So they're using it in things like bulletproof vests, in helmets, in outdoor jackets. Has that great performance, but again, it's bio-derived. At the end of its life, it potentially can go back into the soil, get composted, to again be potentially used again as a new material. I'd like to leave you with one last one, which is bio-based, but this, I think, is like the ultimate thrift. Think about the poster child for conspicuous consumption. It's the water bottle. We have too many of them. They're basically going everywhere. They're a problem in the ocean.